You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. As the temperatures start to even out, those with the green thumbs count down the days until the final freeze. But cold overnight temperatures, still dipping to the low 30s, can nip new plants. Frost advisories went out last night in northern parts of the state and will likely be issued again tonight, but further south. Areas far east will also be at risk for frost, so be sure to bring in any sensitive plants or cover them up. And knowing when to plant and figuring out the final freeze is crucial. Most of the cities in Wisconsin, from the Fox Valley south, have the final freeze May 11th to May 20th timeframe, while areas like Shawnee, Wausau, and even Ashland up north, it typically hits a little later, around May 21st to May 31st. And the usual cold spots, like far northeast into Eagle River, Ironwood, and even Hayward, usually wait longer, as early June can often be their last time falling to the freezing mark. And as for the growing season and forecasted rain for it, average amounts are expected, according to the Climate Prediction Center, which would mean from May through July, that's normally about 4 to 5 inches each month. And most gardens usually need at least an inch of rain per week to saturate the soil enough and to get healthy root growth. And Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says he's pushing for adjustments to a proposal that would force state governments to pay up to 25% of supplemental nutrition assistance program costs. In a letter last week, Congressman Van Orden said any solution must avoid placing disproportionate burdens on rural residents that already struggle with food insecurity issues. He proposed an alternative plan under which state governments would be responsible for paying a percentage of SNAP costs equivalent to their overpayment error rate. A lawsuit in Battleground, Wisconsin, seeks to legalize a once popular practice of fusion voting, where the same candidate could appear on the ballot as nominated by multiple political parties. Lisa Hale explains.
All of the votes that candidate receives are combined or fused for their total. Supporters say this would empower independent voters and lesser-known political parties at a time of increasingly bitter partisanship. Critics argue it complicates the ballot, perhaps confusing the voter, while also giving minor parties disproportionate power because major party candidates must woo them to get their endorsements.
And a recent poll found a majority of Wisconsin voters are confident in the accuracy of the 2024 state election process. A TMJ4 report says the poll found about 78% of voters were very or somewhat confident that votes in the 2024 election were accurately cast and counted. The study also found that the overall level of confidence and accuracy was even higher for the April 2025 election. The poll, conducted by the Bipartisan Democracy Defense Project, comes as President Donald Trump repeats claims that the 2020 election was rigged. And state Republicans are circulating a number of proposed bills aimed at helping search and rescue dogs and their handlers. The package of bills would give search and rescue dogs the same classification and accommodations as other public service animals, including prohibiting them from being turned away at hotels and making it a felony to frighten, harass, or abuse them. Another would offer their handlers sales tax exemptions for purchasing things like equipment needed to aid in search and rescue operations, which would include GPS collars and other safety gear. Another person involved in the meth and cocaine trafficking organization in Marathon County has been sentenced. 29-year-old Jessica Colby of Stratford. This is the third person sentenced from the 2024 investigation. Colby was identified as a facilitator for the group. The investigation showed during a three-month period, Colby assisted in distributing over 50 pounds of meth and more than 13 pounds of cocaine. Following her 30-month prison term, Colby will be on supervised release for 3 years. And the mother of an inmate who died of dehydration and malnutrition at one of Wisconsin's maximum security prisons last year has filed a federal lawsuit alleging guards failed to give him water or his medication. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Donald Mayer was found dead in his cell at Waupun Correctional Institution in February 2024. Court documents show guards had turned off the water to the cell during the week leading up to his death without documenting it and didn't give him his mental health medication. Mayer's mother, Jeanette Mayer, filed the lawsuit seeking unspecified damages in federal court in Milwaukee. The prison's former warden pleaded no contest that same day to a misdemeanor charge in connection with Mayer's death and was fined $500.
And state Democrats are proposing legislation that would block hedge funds from purchasing single-family homes in Wisconsin. As the state sees growing home prices and low housing supply in many municipalities, lawmakers say the legislation would help prevent residents from being priced out of the market by investment money. And with nearly unlimited resources, hedge funds have roughly outbid individual home buyers for properties, operating them as rental properties or flipping them for a profit soon after. Residents are running out of time to receive benefits through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. The heating season ends on May 15th, but you may still have an opportunity to receive help with your heating and electric bills. Households at or below 60% of the state median income level could be eligible for benefits. And you can submit an application online right now. And online suppliers of aquatic animals have been convicted in Wisconsin for ignoring warnings from the DNR and repeatedly shipping illegal invasive species to the state. Lisa Hale has more.
Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in 8 Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crawfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties, and the other was convicted of 20 citations only in Brown County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crawfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns, their ability to outcompete native species, and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites.
And Eau Claire officials say residents have been reporting aggressive turkey behavior along trails in recent weeks. The Department of Natural Resources officials say the turkeys are currently in their mating season, causing them to become more aggressive towards residents in the vicinity. Now, the city has explored options for removing the turkeys, but they say the price tag may be too expensive, and harvesting them is not an ideal option. They're advising residents to keep their distance or match the turkey's aggression if approached. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers are at 538 games into the season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With four of their regulars starting the game on the bench, Milwaukee fell into an early hole and never recovered Wednesday, losing 9-1 to the Houston Astros. The only scoring for the Brewers, one of just four hits on the game, came from this Eric Haas solo home run.
Haas, a fly ball into deep left center field, and this ball is gone. The Brewers are on the board on the Haas homer.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers faced a tough pitcher.
The story of the game is the kid for them with the big shoulders. That kid can pitch. You know what I mean? That kid can pitch. That sinker changeup thing or whatever he's got going, that's really, really good. That kid was good. And he dominated us. Now, we had four basic under 1 year service time players in there against him.
Murphy said he's frustrated with the lack of urgency that his team had after only being down 3-1 for most of the game.
With this adversity and that kind of stuff, I'm not happy by any stretch because we also haven't played great baseball. And again, we've kind of misplaced our edge on a day-to-day basis. There wasn't the win tonight urgency.
Milwaukee gets the day off today before playing the Rays in Florida this weekend for a 3-game series. Marquette is adding its first varsity sport since 2013. Women's swimming will become the school's 17th varsity sport and will begin competition in the Big East in 2025-26. It's the first varsity sport added since women's lacrosse 12 years ago. The move comes as the school is moving men and women's tennis and track and field to non-scholarship sports offerings next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. While the summer box office has arrived, there are no anticipated blockbusters opening this weekend, but good variety for your viewing pleasure. Juliet and Romeo is pretty much the same story, but filmmakers opted for pop music instead of iambic pentameter. If horror is your game, check out Clown in a Cornfield. Clowns are creepy, as are cornfields. That's an absolute fright fest, and it is pulling a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it wouldn't be the start of the summer movie season without a good action comedy like Fight or Flight. The film stars Josh Hartnett, who plays a secret agent agent trying to restore his rep while being trapped on a plane with other secret agents trying to kill him. Also in the action spy thriller realm is the film Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, who plays a spy who is also married to a spy, which breaks the spy rules, so naturally they are in danger and must protect their child. If these films don't get you excited, check out Sinners or Thunderbolts. And if you see any of these films, would love to hear about them on Nightlight next week. Let's go to the movies. Comedian Nate Bargatze might not be a comedian for much longer. Despite selling 1.2 million tickets to his stand-up shows last year, he has huge aspirations beyond telling jokes. He just finished hosting SNL for the second time and will host the 77th Emmy Awards. He has multiple deals in various stages of production, including comedy specials, sitcoms, and films, and wants to develop podcasts, music, and more. Bargatze says everything he produces will be family-friendly.
Boring.
According to Deadline, Bargatze wants to follow in the footsteps of Walt Disney and create a theme park in Nashville called Nateland. This is getting weird. He says the person who is running Disney now is just a businessman who doesn't care about audiences. The future founder of Nateland says whatever he does moving forward, it will be with the audience in mind. He might actually be more ambitious than he is funny. Remember when Hollywood made straight-up comedies? They might actually be back. Friendship opens in a limited release this weekend and stars Tim Robinson as a man who moves into a neighborhood and tries to endear himself to his fellow neighbor dudes, led by Paul Rudd. I've seen the trailer several times in front of other movies, and it absolutely looks cringeworthy and beautiful. It is currently pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is certainly no rush in making sequels these days. 36 years between Top Guns, 35 between Blade Runners, and 13 between Avatars. Keeping up the trend is the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, which looks like it's getting a sequel 15-plus years later. The obvious title should be 20 Things I Hate About You, but the sequel will most likely be called 10 Things I Hate About Dating, according to People magazine. Director Gil Younger says there will be a nod to the deceased Heath Ledger in the new film. A release is a ways away, as they are still writing the script. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 63 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, low dropping into the low 30s. Could be a little frosty tonight, so watch those petunias. Tomorrow, sunny 73. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s with lots of sun right on through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.